Okay, they are jumping up and down, ready for pranayama, deep breathing, all of you. Let's begin. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Lift up the chest, tuck in your stomach. Pick something to look at in front of you. Oh, Keith's even smiling. He's ready. Okay, interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. I like it. It's good. We need it. Let's begin. Inhale, breathing, elbows up towards the ceiling slowly. Keep the body weight to the heels. Try to expand the rib cage to both sides. Now exhale, breathing. Lift the chest up. Push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands come together. Cross your thumbs. Elbows touch each other. Inhale, breathing. Lift your elbows up slowly. At the same time, bring your chin down. Breathe in as much as possible. Exhale, lift your chest up. Push the chin back with the knuckles. The chin resists the knuckles. Elbows touch each other. Hold it. Inhale, one, two, head down, three, four, stomach in, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, drop the shoulders, four, five, keep exhaling, six, elbows together. Inhale, head down. Press your middle inner thighs together. Maximum body weight on the heels, look straight ahead. Exhale, lift the chest, push your chin back. Elbows stay nice and high away from the chest and elbows come together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, stomach in, four, five, lift the chest up, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, four, look way back, five, six. Inhale again, elbows up. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Good, keep the chest there. Exhale, try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Elbows touch. Inhale, one, elbows up, two, three, breastbone lifts up, four, five, keep it all the way up, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, suck in your stomach, four, a little bit more, five, six. Again, please inhale. Synchronizing all of the movement exactly. Head coming down, elbows up, and full inhale. Exhale, synchronize the movement of the head coming back. Elbows coming forward, and the exhale. Inhale, one, elbows lift, two, three, four, five. Lift the armpits all the way up, six. Keep them there. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four, five. Palms together, six, elbows touch. Two more, please. Inhale by the throat, elbows up. Center of the chest, right at the breastbone, the armpits and the elbows all the way up. Keep them there. Exhale, very good. So only the arms and head move. The spine stays lifted, decompressed, without intermission. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing, chin pressing down into the knuckles. Elbows and chest slide all the way up. Exhale, push the chin back. Now, you can push your hips a little bit forward, but keep the body weight to the heels, stomach in all the way. Change, please. Arms down to the side, shoulders relaxed. Breathe in and out by the nose. Second set. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles are together like glue. Begin. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up. There's a little pressure between the chin and the knuckles. Elbows lift. Good. Exhale. Keep the elbows lifted. Push the chin back. Breastbone lifted as much as possible. Elbows together. Inhale. Slowly bring the chin down, pressing into the knuckles. The knuckles resist the chin a little bit, stretching the fingers. Exhale, lift your chest, push your chin back. That's it, Keith. Slowly bring your hands together. I want the thumbs crossed, palms together, elbows together. Inhale, elbows lift slowly, chin comes down slowly. Now try to expand the ribcage more and more to both sides of the chest. Exhale, lift the chest, push your chin back. Make sure the end of the exhale is always stronger than the beginning of it. Inhale, elbows up. So you maintain complete depression of your abdominal wall. Rib cage can still expand, though. It is free to move. Exhale, push the chin back. So we have a tremendous amount of movement in the rib cage, but the abdominal wall does not move. Inhale, elbows up. So from the front, below the belly button, and all the way to above the belly button, suck it in, chest up. Good. Now exhale, breathing. Keep that stomach in. Rib cage starts to come down and squeeze in, but the chest stays lifted. Inhale again, head down. Now pull the stomach in, but let the rib cage move and expand and lift. Exhale, one, that's good, Will. Two, three, push the chin. Four, five, six. Inhale, one, two, 3, halfway, 4. 5, keep the weight to the heels, 6. Exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3. Keep the elbows lifted, 5, 6. Again, please, inhale, elbows go out and up. Chin comes down, pressing into the knuckles. Now go more ribcage wheel, stomach in, keep expanding. Good, exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin back. Mouth can open a little bit wider to stretch your jaw and face. Inhale, elbows lift up, chin down, last two in the second set. Now keep the weight to the heels, middle inner thighs press together. Exhale, push the chin up and back. Lift the breastbone up, make sure there's no backward bending other than at the neck. Last one, please. Inhale by the throat, elbows out and up. Press your middle inner thighs together, tailbone down, chest up, everything at the same time. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Look way back. That's it. Suck in your stomach, squeeze out. Complete exhale, stomach in. Great. Arms down to the side. That's good stuff, you guys. Really good. I have nothing to say in terms of correction. It's just excellent. Now, we can always improve, but you have the basics so well understood. You just keep going from there, all right? And with the rest of the class, same idea. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now take a deep breath, stretch up, and then over, right and left, right and left. Always trying to touch the ceiling when you come up through the center. Now this warm-up is great for a couple of things. Number one, it reminds you, oh yeah, I was just paying attention to my breathing. I guess I should still pay attention to my breathing. That's a good idea. I think I'll do that. Weight stays to the heels, which you just did in pranayama, and which you will continue into half moon pose. All right, come back up, stop in the middle. And of course, you were trying to touch the ceiling. Now, push your hips forward, arms back. So you open up the hips and pelvis, open up the chest and rib cage. Chin is up a little bit, please stomach in. Now when you inhale, the chest and hands go up. Try to touch the ceiling and then slowly bend your upper body to the right, maintaining the energy and the lift of that full inhale that you took when you tried to touch the ceiling. Now you breathe in and out by the nose, always normal breathing. Come down, push your hips to the left side to create a stretch all over the left side of the body. Inside out, bones to the skin all the way up to the fingertips. And a little movement of all the layers of the body, bones to the skin, inside out. Now, make sure body weight is on the heels, middle inner thighs pressing together, tailbone down and stomach in. So you have the lower body solid, stable, the hips in one line parallel to the front wall, then come down just like that, push your hips to the left side. Now, from that solid lower body foundation, when you inhale, reach out to the right with your hands, with your nice strong grip. Chin stays up so the neck is visible entirely from the front view. Now just bring the right shoulder, which is really the right armpit if you have a mirror. Right armpit comes forward a little bit more, opening up the chest. Now come down breathing normally. Push, everybody, push and push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Weight on the heels, hips a little forward, arms back and chin up. Everyone's stomach in, inhale, chest and hands go up at least another inch. Try to touch the ceiling, very nice, Grace. Slowly bend to the left and push your hips to the right. Now, in that transition from right side to left side, that pause before you go to the second side, right, there should be a nice inhale, visible lift, which I saw on Grace. Push your hips to the right side of the room, keeping the weight on the heels, arms back and chin up. Middle inner thighs pressed together, tailbone down, stomach in. This is how to get the body in a straight line from the side. Now, from there, inhale, lengthen the upper body all the way out to the fingertips. Squeeze the grip nice and tight. Bring the left shoulder, armpit, chest, rib cage forward a little bit, opening up the chest. Now you can come down more, but you got to suck in the stomach. That's good, Lori. Push your hips to the right. 3, come down and push. 2, a little bit more. 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Next is backward bending of half moon pose. Take a deep breath, eyes open, drop your head all the way back. This is really half moon pose. The side bending is like a warm up. So this is half moon. Bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. Bending the total spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine, total spine. Now reach back with your hands. Even the elbows will go beyond the face towards the wall behind you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward and thighs forward. Maximum body weight on the heels. Everybody reach back go back, more back, way back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, slowly come forward. For hands to feet pose on the way down, suck in your stomach, go nice and slow. You may bend the knees, but try to keep your arms with the ears and reach out with your hands in front of you until you touch the floor, as far away from the feet as you can. Little warm-up is an option. Move your hips back and forth, bend the right knee, then the left to get some movement in the hips, pelvis, lower back. Now on an exhale, if you draw the circle, your hands started at the top of the circle, and now you draw a huge circle until your hands end up at the bottom of a circle behind your feet. Amazing for the shoulders and the nerves. Coming out of the neck, then grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull continuously to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees, eyes open. Now when you exhale, push the knuckles and the toes to the floor. Even if you can't grab the heels, you may grab outsides of the feet or underneath the toes and still push the knuckles and the balls of the feet down. Now when you exhale, elbows go towards the back wall. Upper body slides down the legs, push the knees back, all at the same time. Hold it. Now release the heels, hands together behind your heels, if you can reach back a little bit, and then reverse the circle on the floor until your hands come together in front of you. Little extra effort and energy. Arms and head together, come up. Arms come down to the side. At first, it seems like an extra input of energy to do that movement of the arms, but it will start to energize you, all right, if you just persist a little bit. Lori, can you angle your camera up just a little bit so I can see everything except for like your chest, above the chest. Okay, that's perfect. That's exactly fine. Thank you. Second set, half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. So maximum body weight on the heels, complete depression of the abdominal wall. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, hold that lift, bend to the right, push your hips to the left. You hold so many things about that inhale, but you keep the breath steady now, in and out by the nose. What you hold is the length of the body. You hold complete depression of the abdominal wall. You hold the energy of an inhale, opening and expanding the chest and rib cage. Of course, now you're breathing out and in, but mostly you're holding that expansion and length of the inhale. When you inhale next, pick your chin up at least one more inch. It's not too much, anybody. Now come down, push your hips to the left side, keeping the weight on the heels. And just a little more right armpit forward, opening up the chest. Come down, push, and push one more time, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Set up the legs real quick, weight on the heels, tailbone down. Arms back, chin up, inhale, go up. Try to touch the ceiling, then bend to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. When you inhale, before you bend, Keith, I want stomach and chin up a little bit more, and then bend to the left side. Yes, hold it in. It's kind of like the legs for you in Paschimottanasana, right? You can do it, but then the challenge is to hold it. Now, to breathe deeply with the stomach in is a technique that takes time in the body. It takes repetition. It takes persistence. So if you have a hard time either sucking in your stomach or if you have a hard time breathing, I want you to continuously try to suck in your stomach and take a deep breath. This is the way through. You just keep trying, persisting, so you get the maximum expansion of the rib cage without moving the abdomen. Now come down, push your hips to the right, three, stomach in, two, squeeze your hands, reach to the left, one. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, backward bending, take a deep breath, eyes open. Head all the way back. Look further down the wall behind you. Look for something. Look for the floor. Now, inhale, push the chest and hands up just a little bit. Good, Lori. Now, arms go back towards your ears for 10 counts. Push the hands, 9, beyond the face, 8. That's goodwill with the arms, 7, 6. Take a deep breath, 5. Push your hips forward, 4. Legs are locked, 3. Weight on the heels, 2. Go back, way back, more back, 1. Inhale, slowly come up. Take a deep breath. First, you stretch up, out, and then forward. Try to keep your arms up with your ears and reach for whatever wall's in front of you, like you're going to touch it, with as much effort as you were trying to touch the ceiling. All right, hands on the floor. If you need the little warm-up, that's okay, but otherwise, your hands are at the top of a circle right now, and they go all the way back behind your feet, come together behind the feet, which will make you press your upper body to the legs before you even get to pull. That's where the awesome strength comes from, in that circle activity with the hands. Pull on the heels now to stretch your upper body down. The thing, though, in time, is that you press your upper body to the legs with the muscles of the abdomen in front of the hips, even more than with the pulling muscles. The pulling is there to help you figure out, how do I keep my body and my legs together? I've never done that before. Who thought of this? Try to get the face to the shins, but then you know, okay, I can press my upper body to the legs, push the knuckles and the toes down, and stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Abdomen pressing on the thighs, chest pressing on the knees, face touching the shins. All right, now let go of the heels, hands together behind your feet, reach back, and then reverse the circle on the floor. Just try it. See what happens to your neck in the next month of trying it. It's pretty cool. And then come back up, arms down to the sides. You can always just try something. If you ever hear an instruction from someone and you're like, well, that's nonsense, you know what? If you try it for a month and it really is nonsense, you can go back to the old way. That's how I like to approach it. Because it's like, hey, this person might know something. I'm going to try it. And every time there's something good about it, I learn something or it changes the body. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches. Heels invisible behind your toes. Inhale, breathing arms up parallel to the floor. Energize your arms all the way out as if beyond the fingertips, triceps contracted. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position, 100% body weight on the heels. Now just make sure the feet have remained parallel to each other, 6 inches between the heels, between the big toes, between your knees, and between the hands. Now suck in your stomach, lift your chest up, bring your total upper body back. That's very good, Alan. Keep leaning back, try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. For the second part, stand up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest, your entire spine, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes don't move. Suck in your stomach, sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately thighs parallel to the floor. And then you just hold it for 10 counts, heels up. 9, ankles press forward. 8, upper body upright. 7, 6, push the big toes down. 5, 4, upper body leaning back. 3, against the imaginary wall. 2, tailbone down, hips forward. 1, inhale, breathing, come up. Heels come down. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Knees together, please. Inhale. First, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Now slowly sit down, maintaining complete depression of the abdominal wall. When you inhale, the rib cage expands out to the sides. Breastbone lifts up a little bit. So you get full use of your lungs in the expanded rib cage. You get decompression of the spine, and these things happen even if you sit down only 1 inch from the top. You still have lots of benefit happening, a lot of good stuff coming to you. Keeping the knees together, inhale, slowly come up, leaning against the imaginary wall all the way up. And once you're up again, feet together, arms down to the side. So often, especially when we start this class, we don't realize, right? It's just a matter of realization what we are getting from just small baby step amount of the posture. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted, nothing loose on the arms, nothing hanging all the way to the fingertips. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position. So let's say you can't sit down very much in first part of awkward pose. There's this little voice in our heads at the beginning that says, oh, well, you suck. You can't do anything. Why can't you do it like so-and-so over there? And that voice controls us a little bit at the beginning. This is normal. That's okay. Don't worry about that if it's happening to you some days. Now lean your upper body back a little bit more. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stand up on the tiptoes all the way as high as possible. Then you realize, though, if I just show up and try 1% of the posture, I feel better when I leave. So that voice in my head apparently doesn't really know what is up. Suck in your stomach, sit down on the tops of the toes, eyes don't move. Heels up for 10, 9, suck in your stomach, Kevin, a little bit more, 6, stomach in, 5, there you go, 4, tailbone down, hips forward, 3, ankles forward, chest back, 2, hold it here, 1, inhale, breathing, come up. I'm sorry, I think I skipped some numbers, but that looked very good, Kevin. Heels down, come up a little bit on your toes, press the knees together. Now first, all you got to do is stretch the spine up towards the ceiling, start to sit down. Now, before you walked into this class, if someone said stretch your spine up to the ceiling, that might not have meant anything, but you learn how to inhale, stomach and breastbone slide up in so many of the postures, so many of the setups of the postures, that it becomes something you do like tying your shoes, right? But even simpler, it's much simpler than tying shoes. And everybody learns, most people learn how to tie their shoes. So we can learn how to inhale, stomach and chest up, right? Decompressing the spine. Go ahead and come back up, leaning against the wall. I did not teach you that posture at all. Looks like you guys know how to do awkward part three. Okay, feet together, arms down to the sides, breathe in and out by the nose. And you do know the postures very well. Ego posture, inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers away from the face. Now, you may interlace the fingers if needed. Eventually, fingers straight, fingertips go below the nose. So pull the elbows all the way down, suck in your stomach, and sit down in the imaginary chair, body weight on the heels. Bring your upper body back a couple of inches. Lift your right leg up over the left as high as possible, remaining in the seated position with the standing leg. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes, put your right foot behind the left calf muscle, all five toes visible in the mirror. If you can't wrap the foot yet, sit down a little more, creating the pressure between the thighs is where so much of the benefit comes from in this posture. Pull your elbows down, lift your chest up, upper body back. Come up, please, feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm, cross again, grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers towards, if you have a mirror, that mirror. Pull the elbows down, stomach in, sit down in the imaginary chair. Try to get your hands right in front of the mouth, upper body back a couple of inches. Now left leg lifts up over the right. Try not to move anything else. We're learning how to coordinate body parts a few at a time here. Now cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Sit down, a little more body weight to the heel. That's it. Now hold as still as you can in the posture. Lift your chest up while you're pulling the elbows down so you feel pressure between arms and chest. Come up, please. Feet together, second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Try to keep the right wrist straight, but the first priority is the grip. So get your best grip, then straighten the right wrist without losing the grip. Pull your elbows down, stomach, and sit down in the chair weight on the heels. Now stay on two heels for a moment. Try to keep the hips right here, upper body back 1 inch. Try to only move the right leg as quickly as you can over the left. Just kind of throw it over there. Yeah, and then the pressure. Imagine that, Keith. You're just throwing your leg like someone else is doing it. Like, all right, there's Keith's leg going over the other leg. But then you're there, right? You have more time and stillness if you do it. Now, it doesn't mean to rush or be out of control or sloppy. It just means you get the control and then you can do it quickly. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. It's kind of like swinging an arm. We're going to throw a leg. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, weight on the heels. But it's not sloppy. That's the thing. You're sitting down. You have control of abdominal wall, and you just go left leg, shoom, over the right. And there you are. The foot is behind the calf muscle. You don't even know how it happened. Right? And then you try to get the ankle flat to the calf muscle. To do this, press the thighs together and you let the foot slide down the right calf muscle. So the big toe goes towards the heel. Now bring the knees a little bit to the left, upper body to the right, so the hands, elbows, knees, and feet are in one line below the nose. Beautiful, everyone. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head and arms down to the side. Greetings. Good morning. Now we can start the day. After that. All right, you ready? Standing head to knee pose. Kevin's ready. I do not require jumping up and down, but I like the thumbs up. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Anyway, sometimes one of the things I'll say, Kevin, in class, it's like, even if you're not ready, we're going to do it, so it's okay, whatever you do. Even if you don't make a face or say yes, we're just going to do standing head to knee pose. Get a nice tight grip 2 inches below the toes. Lock the standing leg, solid, concrete, unbroken. Now concentrate very deeply on the standing leg. Keep it locked. Inhale, breathing right leg very slowly and gently. Lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. The shoulders stay relaxed, arms straight. That's better with the shoulders, Ellen. Now kick the right heel forward, sucking your stomach at the same time, so you create a tremendous stretch all over underneath the right leg. Try to get both legs locked, and once you can balance there comfortably, maintaining the cramp sensation on the top of both thighs. Bring your elbows down a little bit. Eventually, elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle, and then they go below the calf muscle. Try to reverse the motion out of the posture. So arms straight, bend the knee, gently put the right foot down. Stand up, arms relaxed at the sides. Weight to the right foot, bring your left leg up. Take a deep breath, exhale, suck in your stomach, coil down, pick up the left foot in front of you, contracting the abdominal muscles on the way to get your foot. Thumbs included underneath the foot, please, 2 inches below the toes. Now, if you have a mirror, look at your right knee in the mirror. Otherwise, look forward, chin forward, eyes don't move. Standing leg solid, unbroken, concrete. Inhale, breathing, the left leg first lifts. You don't kick or stretch forward yet. You just lift up the lower part of the left leg until it matches the upper part, the thigh, which is already parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Kick the left heel forward and suck in your stomach at the same time to create a stretch underneath the left leg. And then once the leg is straight, contract the muscles on the top of the left thigh, getting a little cramp sensation there. Now, if you can hold it, bring your elbows down slowly. They don't have to go all the way. Try to hold here in stillness for 5. Eyes don't move. 4. Suck in your stomach. 3. Upper inner thighs squeeze together. 2. 1. Change again. Left foot down, arms down. Kevin, that is a sign of, I don't know about putting a label on it. It's a great sign when you know there's only 1.5 seconds left and you've fallen out and you still try to grab the foot. Thank you for the example. Okay. Seriously, that means you do the posture until the posture's over, mentally, right? You didn't get all the way in there physically, but you were there mentally. Let's try the second set. Right leg up, take a deep breath. Exhale, coil down front side, pick up the right foot in front of you, interlacing the fingers. Now, if you cannot grab the foot, you can put your hands on both sides of the knee, both sides of the calf muscle, eventually both sides of the ankle, and then rotate the other foot. Inhale, bringing right leg lift up. Stretch forward very slowly and gently until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, not too high, not too low. Simultaneously, right heel forward, abdomen in. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Or they can go part way. We call this posture a four-part posture, but it has hundreds of parts. Every little movement you make is going to the next part. So you can just hold here, try to relax the shoulders and the face, absolutely freeze. Now try to reverse out, straighten the arms, chest up. Then bend the knee and stand, feet together, arms down. Last one, pick up the left foot in front of you, rounding the spine, sucking in the stomach and reaching for the foot. And then you pick it up, all 10 fingers included, underneath the foot, 2 inches below the toes. Now distribute the body weight equally all over the right foot. Make sure it doesn't go to the heel or the outside of the foot. The base of your big toe should press down a little bit to the floor throughout the posture. On an inhale, the lower part of the left leg lifts up and meets the thigh, which is already parallel to the floor. The chest can come up a little bit, but drop the shoulders, keep them away from the ears. Shoulders down, Ellen's stomach in. No pulling in. I want the arms still to straighten until the leg is locked. You can do it. Just keep thinking, heel forward, relax my arms. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down. And elbows squeeze in a little bit because they hug the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. And if you can hold here still, bring the chin to the chest. Make sure shoulders are relaxed. Suck in your stomach. Touch your forehead to the left knee. Shoulders down. All right. Change. Reverse. Chest up. Left foot down. Arms down to the sides. Standing bone pulling pose. Bring your right hand out in front of you. Palm up. Elbow touching the body. Bring your right hand out to the right without turning the hand. Straighten your elbow. Grab the right ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, then straight up towards the ceiling. Arm touching with your ear, palm facing forward. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick your right leg straight back behind you and then up as hard as possible towards the ceiling. So the foot comes up directly over the center line of the head, toes pointing straight up as well. Keep the standing leg locked throughout the posture. Bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. The charge forward means you almost fall forward in the posture, but then you kick up a little bit harder, or maybe a lot harder, to meet the energy, the power of the stretching forward. Stretch and kick equally the same. Bring your body down and kick. Stretch forward and kick. Everyone kick up once more. Weight towards the toes, lower just a little bit. Keep kicking. Yes. Change. Feet together. Arms down for a moment. Left hand out in front of you, elbow touching the body. Turn it out to the left. Straighten your elbow and hold the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Right arm slides up in front of you, palm forward. Start with your arm and ear together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling with your right fingertips. Now charge your upper body forward. Try to keep your right arm with your head. So arm touching with the ear becomes shoulder touching with the chin. Keep your chin up, but the arm comes down. Lift the chin when you inhale. I want the face parallel to the mirror. All right, now take a deep breath. Stretch the right armpit, shoulder, elbow forward. Simultaneously push the left shoulder back and kick up. The left hand and foot can help you with the kick, pressing up towards the ceiling. A standing leg lock, bring the body weight to the base of your right big toe and come down a little bit more for five. Stretch and kick. Four, twist your upper body. Three, to the left. Two, keep kicking. One, change everybody. Feet together, arms down. How's your back doing, Forrest?
When I did the left side, or the second set, second side of and hit the knee.
Oh, all right, let's see what happens second set here. Right hand up, turn it out, grab the right ankle. How's it feel right now?
It's not too bad.
Okay. Okay, left arm slides up in front of you, palm forward. I'll give you 20 counts, so you know the beginning, you know the end. See if that arm, Ellen, will come back a little bit. There, and now inhale stomach and stretch up. Charge forward and kick back. Begin, please. 20, 19, 18, look forward. 17, 16, chin up. 15, 14, body down. 13, 12, keep that arm up, Keith. 11, stretch forward. 10, all the way to the fingertips. 9, keep going. 8, 7, make sure arm does not drop. 6, below parallel. 5, left shoulder forward. 4, 3, right shoulder back kick. 2, 1. Change, feet together, arms down. The front arm goes to parallel, but not lower, okay? Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Pretend you're holding something in your hand. Reach out to the left. Keep the palm up. Grab your left ankle from the inside. Right arm slides up in front of you, palm forward. Knees together, please. Inhale. The whole right side of the body stretches up. Begin for 20 counts. Charge forward. 19, 18, 17. Kick up. 16, 15, 14, 13. Take a deep breath. 12, 11. Body down. 10, 9, take another deep breath, 8, charge forward, 7, body weight, 6 to the base of the big toe, 5, 4, kick and stretch equally, 3, body down and kick, 2, left shoulder back kick, 1, change, feet together, arms down. If you need room in front of you, you can step to the back of your mat, Tula Nandasana, balancing stick pose, feet together nicely, please. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, chin up. Stand on your right foot, either by stepping forward or sliding the left foot off the floor. Take a deep breath again, stomach in. Bring your upper body down, left leg up, all at the same time. Come down halfway. So the upper body, your arms, head, neck, and spine, and the left leg are in one line parallel to the floor. Come down more, leg up more. Now stretch forward. Try to touch the wall in front of you. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. Did I mention arms with your ears like glue? Chin up. All right, now that does not change at all. Stand on the left foot. You can take a big step forward or slide the right toes off the floor. Now inhale, stretch up. Only move your left hip joint. Your arms, head, neck relationship don't change at all. Same with arms, head, neck, spine relationship. It's like a flat board. Come down, leg up, so you look like a capital letter T. Now stretch the top of the T from hands. That's at will all the way to the foot. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good with the arms, Will. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, point your fingers up. Stand on the right foot, please. Big step if you have room. But anyway, the point is you're standing on one leg. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Only move your right hip joint. Everything else, every muscle contracted to keep the body in a straight line. Come down, leg up, chest down more. That's right with the arms. We'll just keep doing that. Chin forward, arms up, stretch, and stretch. Keep stretching, stretch. Inhale, come up. Feet together, arms glued with your ears, chin up. Big step onto the left foot, lock both legs. Point the right toes off of the floor, please. Inhale, now bring the upper body down. Suck in your stomach. In time, you will have your hips in one line parallel to the floor. If your right hip is sticking up, suck in your stomach more. Bring the inner thigh up a little bit, the outer thigh down, right hip down and forward, just a little bit at a time. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Standing separate leg, stretching pose. If you have room, please step to the left side of the mat. If not, you can turn on your mat, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms stretch over the head sideways, palms together. Right foot step out to your right, a nice big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure your two heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture, upper quadriceps contract. Inhale, stretch the spine up and then forward. And even lower quadriceps, right above the kneecaps, lift all the way down. Now, when you cannot go any further with the bending of the hips, grab the heels from the outside. If you can't reach the heels, you can grab the outsides of your feet, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't reach outsides of the feet, you can slide your fingertips underneath the toes. Now, pull on the heels if you have the heels, but wherever you have the hands, push the knuckles into the floor more. The balls of the feet or toes press down. The whole body stretches out, coccyx to the forehead, total spine stretching in a tractioning position, not forward or backward bending. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between the feet. Bring your arms out sideways, head up. Slowly come up. And once you're upright, inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Take a breath. Practice holding still in between each posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down parallel to the floor, palms down. If you did not touch the head to the floor, take a slightly wider step between the feet. Inhale, stomach and stretch the spine up and out, then come forward. Reach out with your arms as you're coming forward. Push the fingertips of each hand away from the center of the chest. Excellent, Will. That's great for the shoulders and upper back. Now, go as far as you can. When you can't go any further, gently put your hands to the feet, either heels, outsides of the feet, or slide the fingertips underneath the toes. One of the huge benefits of getting the fingertips underneath the toes even, rather than grabbing the calf muscles or whatever, sometimes people grab to pull, but if you can get the fingertips underneath the toes and push the knuckles and toes down. Now, even if your hands are on the floor in front of you, you can do this. When you do this, you will help activate the muscles of the lower abdomen and the muscles on the front of the hips, which stretch the spine down. They help the back part of the hips and lower spine to relax. All right, bring the arms out sideways, head up. You'll figure it out. You know, once you do something 10, 15 times, you start to notice the effects. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. And then you do it 100 times and 1,000 times, and then you keep going. Triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Everyone take a deep breath. Exaggerate the setup. Push your hips forward as much as you can. Bring the arms back as much as they'll go. Keep all of that. Inhale, lift the chest up and turn your right foot all the way out to the right until the foot is parallel to the front wall. Bend your right knee and sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor, but make sure you keep the right knee back pointing in the same direction as the right toes. Take a deep breath. Move your arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Right arm down. Left arm up. Bring your right arm in front of the right knee. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm. Both palms face the mirror. Now turn your head to the left. Touch your chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the right side profile of your face visible in the mirror. Push your hips forward. Upper body turns and twists back, just like spine twisting pose. Keep the right knee back. Sit down. Try to touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward as much as you can, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your left foot all the way out on the heel. Heel stays in place. Bend your left knee and sit down until the left thigh is parallel to the floor. You can look at your left knee even now. Make sure it points straight out in the same direction as the left foot. Now, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead. Left arm down, right arm up. With your left arm, push the knee towards the back wall, exactly enough, so you're aiming between your big toe and second toe. Right arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling with the right hand fingertips. Now turn your head to the right, touch your chin to the right shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front view. Sit down a little more, push the hips forward, turn and twist the spine and chin to the right. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet step together, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Any birthdays today? All right, let's do the second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, right foot step out to the right, big step, arms parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to the right, please. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down. All the way down, thigh parallel to the floor. Now, in the setup, hips forward, arms back. Flip your palms forward, turn your head all the way to the left, touch your chin to the left shoulder. Now, take a deep breath, push your chin with the shoulder, triangle pose. Right arm in front of the right knee. Make sure you push the right knee back without intermission. So with the wrist straight, elbow straight, you're aiming between your big toe and second toe. Push the entire right foot very firmly to the floor. So the right leg, the bent leg is strong. You can feel it working. The straight leg, push the foot to the floor. The outer left hip, outer left thigh contract. Now sit down a little bit more. Try to touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your left foot all the way out until the foot is parallel to the front wall. Then sit down. Make sure the knee points exactly in the same direction as the toes. Keep the knee back. Now palms forward. Touch your chin to the right shoulder. Push your chin with the shoulder. When you have more time in stillness, triangle posture is quite amazing for the heart and lungs, for the legs and hips, for the spine and neck. All right, sit down a little more. Can you bring the left chest, Lori, forward, left armpit forward? Yep, and the back of the head sweeps around to your front wall. A second your stomach more. Everybody try to elongate the spine out to the left. Sit down more and touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn forward. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head and arms down. That's a tricky one, Lori. Anything in that direction is great, okay? All right, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Only the thumbs cross now. Right foot step out to the right, 3 feet minimum. Take a deep breath, stretch up, turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle, left hip forward so both hips are in one line from the side view. Inhale, stretch up once more, then on an exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, exhale, breathing, go down front side, touch your forehead to your right knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit, get the forehead to the knee. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, keep your back leg locked, back heel press into the floor, shift a little more body weight to your front foot so you can get the right hip sticking up and left hip down. Keeping the chin tucked, stomach in, lock the front leg, inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Try to keep the left hip forward, please, as you get out of it. Once you're standing all the way up, take a deep breath, turn all the way around. You can stop in the middle or just do it all at once. Make sure you turn enough, though. Turn the back foot in, 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach. You're rounding the spine like rabbit pose, forehead to the knee, and stretching the arms out, reaching like balancing stick. You may bend the left knee up a little bit to get the knee and forehead together. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. As a beginner, if you lose the balance and you need to separate the hands, I understand it happens, but your effort always is to keep the hands together in front of your big toe so that you balance on two legs and two hands. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, inhale, breathing, come up. But barely any hands, really it's just the feet and the legs. All right, turn to face the front, feet together, arms down. So the element of balance in this one is a little tricky, but very helpful, very important. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, right foot, step out to the right. Now, all three body parts, your hands, chest, and toes, all lift up together on the inhale. Go ahead, inhale, lift toes, chest, and hands, turn to the right. That's it, coordinating. Yes, inhale, stretch up and begin, please. When you do things like that, go ahead, chin to the chest, exhale, stomach, and head to the knee. When you do things like that, you increase your efficiency. For every input you put in, you gain more energy. I don't experience it as conserving. It's not like, oh, I need to save energy for later. No, if you put 100% normal breathing and correct effort into the posture, you will energize your own self. All right. Keeping the back leg locked, lock the front knee, inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Left hip stays forward. And once you're standing again, turn all the way around, 185 degrees, make sure you turn enough. Lori, that's very good on the turns. Take a deep breath, stretch up, and begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, exhale, you go down front side. So there's a certain efficiency of movement, right? The muscular, bony, you know, structural movement, you have efficiency. But this also is training us to have efficiency of other things, such as your mind. I'm focusing on the present moment right now, letting everything else fall away. Suck in your stomach, keep the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times, inhale and slowly come up, right hip stays forward, both legs locked most of the way up. Nice wide steps, very good. Once you're up, turn and face the front, feet back together and arms down to the side. Tree pose is next. Stand in the middle of your mat, feet together nicely. Right leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with your left. Once you can get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh, slowly, very gently, bring the right knee down and back to get two knees in one line, parallel to the front wall. At the same time, tailbone down, push your hips a little forward to get both hips in one line. Inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, your chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Shoulders stay down. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest, and if the foot doesn't slip at all, bring the left hand up, palms together. However, if your foot slips, continue to hold the foot with your left hand. Change, please. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand, grab underneath at the toes with your right. Now, if you can get the heel all the way up to the top of the thigh, slowly, gently, bring the left knee down and back. At the same time, hips forward. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, your chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Shoulders stay down, chest lifted. Left hand can come in front of the chest first. And if the foot doesn't slip, right hand up, palms together. Good, change please. Left foot down, arms down for a moment. For toe stand, bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Starting in tree pose. If your heel stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of the thigh, look at the floor and slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight all the way down as a beginner until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, lower the hips down towards the heel, and once you're sitting there, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing just on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down, to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Breathe in and out by the nose, maintaining complete depression of the abdominal wall. Face relaxed, shoulders relaxed. Now if you can balance here, bring the left hand in front of the chest, and if still you can balance, right hand up, palms together. Take your time, hands to the floor in front of you. Well, that looks excellent. Once you're touching the floor, shift the weight there to the hands, lift your hips up, and take your time to stand up in tree pose, please. Tree pose, look forward in the mirror. Right foot down, arms down to the sides. Last one, left leg lift up, heel to the top of the right thigh, as high as you can comfortably lift it up. If it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of the thigh, look at the floor a few feet in front of you, slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight as a beginner until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips, lower the hips down towards the heel. And once you can sit comfortably, bring your arms around to the sides of the body. Left toes now point to your right. Left knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. From here, you stretch the spine up. Depression of the abdominal wall, rib cage expanding. Press the knees down and forward. If you can balance here, bring the right hand in front of the chest. And if you can balance, bring the other hand up, palms together. Hands to the floor in front of you, please push the hips up slowly. Stand up in tree pose, take your time. And look straight ahead in the mirror, tree pose, and left foot down, arms down. Savasana is next. Turn around, please relax on your back. If you can adjust your camera. You lost my video, I realize, but it looks like everyone can still hear me, so sorry about that, Ellen.
Sorry, I'm not trying to over-exaggerate my hips or anything. I just think my right leg might be a little bit shorter, so my hips are naturally with this a little bit.
Sure.
And I'm just trying to correct
it. It's fine. You just work with it. That's fine for us. All right, so Savasana, start with your heels together, arms down next to the body, palms facing up to start. Take a nice deep breath, relax the abdominal wall completely. Slowly exhale. So you feel the abdomen going up and down when you breathe in and out. Concentrate on the breathing. Let everything settle down, let everything slow down. Let's begin Winter Moving Pose. Right leg lift up, everybody. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the body, close to the sides. Slowly bring your chin down towards your chest to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. If the left leg calf muscle is not touching the floor, gently flex the left foot back from the ankle. Pull a little bit harder and absolutely freeze. Right leg down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. Grab 2 inches below the knee. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Chin down towards your chest. Look down the center line of the body. If the right calf muscle is not touching the floor, flex the right foot back from the ankle. Chin down, pull, absolutely freeze. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up into the chest. Grab for your elbows each other, a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed, relaxed. Slowly bring your chin down towards your chest, keeping the back of your head on the floor to eventually get the back of your neck all the way flat. Hold here. You do not need to tug or pull. Just hold the grip. Hold the compact position, suck in your stomach, and bring the chin down. Change, please. Arms and legs down. Breathe in and out by the nose. Another break. Everything here, from here to the end, we go from posture to rest. Asana, crossing over to Savasana. And the Savasana really completes each posture. The effects of the posture take place when you rest immediately following. Second set, right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the body, chin down towards the chest. Now you hold completely still. Following the words, keeping your mind with the instructions, keeping your mind with the body parts, starts the concentration, hold it here. Good, right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. And you always have that in the beginning class. You always have word-by-word instruction to help you keep the mind in the present moment with what you're doing right now. What you're doing right now involves each of these movements, each of these body parts, right? So if you keep your mind with the words, you also keep your mind with the body parts. Everything is connected. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up, grab for your elbows. Now, it is certainly possible to practice without instruction constantly, but you have to be really good to keep your mind in the present moment. And we're all capable of that. All of us can go there. But it's so helpful when you have word by word, body part, this is what my mind is doing, this is what my body is doing. I'm tucking my chin, I'm looking down, I'm sucking in my stomach, I'm holding window moving pose. Change again, arms and legs down. Heels together, palms face up. Take a deep breath in and slowly out. Now I realize I'm not telling you every single time to inhale, every single time to exhale, right? It's not everything you're doing. But it's some of the major things that you do in each posture. Super highway to the present moment. Focus on what you're doing. With some intensity of what you're doing, right? There's intensity in this class. There's intensity in the postures. Let's do the sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Complete exhale, double jerk, grab the toes. All right, turn around, lie down on your abdomen for cobra pose. Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with the outsides of the shoulders. Glue the hands, palms flat and firmly to the floor. Legs and feet together, hip muscles contracted. Keep the feet on the floor, please. Inhale, breathing, push the palms down. Lift your upper body up. Come up, everybody. Halfway. So the belly button remains on the floor. The rest of your upper body in the air. That's it, Kevin. Push the palms down, chest and neck lift up all the way. Now, keep your elbows in close to the sides of the body. Stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips so the shoulders drop down. Now inhale, look up, inhale, chin up. Look for the wall behind you. Slowly come down, chin on the floor. Straighten your arms, bring them next to the body. And lastly, turn your head to the right. Let everything completely relax. And we go from a certain intensity in each posture to complete relaxation. This transition can happen very quickly. So that in real life, when you need to transition from intensity to complete relaxation, your system gets it. Your system knows how to do it. That's like a great skill, wonderful skill that you are practicing many times each class, more than 26 times each class. Chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not too high, not too low, not turning in, not turning out. Legs and feet together. And you stay here, just relax until you start the posture, right? All right, contract hips, inhale, go up. And then the intensity begins again. But you don't need to anticipate it. You don't have to plan it in advance. You don't need to worry about it. You just inhale, press palms down, chest up. It's awesome. Now, elbows are reaching back towards the hips. Take your collarbones in front of the throat and chin. Inhale, push them up. Bring the back of the head towards your lower back. Come down, please. Nice Yatidi at the end. Good spine, arms down. Lastly, turn your head to the left. Everything completely relax. Moving along to the neck and the nerves that go from the neck to your hands. Locust pose, turn your hands over, palms down, bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. The fingers spread apart from each other. Chin on the floor, look forward, neck flat. Left leg relaxed, please lock your right leg, lift up the right leg, knee straight, toes pointed. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90, without twisting the hips out of the line. Push the arms down. Push the palms down. Bring your leg a little higher, everybody. Right leg lower down. Please relax it. Lock your left leg. Point the toes. Left leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle without twisting the hips and keeping the sole of your left foot facing exactly the ceiling. Push your hands down. Push the shoulders and chest down. Bring your leg up. Left leg lower down. Now, head in, mouth on the towel. You can readjust your hands, palms a little bit if needed. Elbows straighter, hands closer to each other. Now take a deep breath without turning the head. Lift both legs up, keeping legs locked. Legs together. Push your hands down, bring the legs up. Everybody come up a little bit higher. You can do it. Push the hands down, inhale, legs and hips lift up. Lower the legs. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. And you just get to rest here until it's time for the next one. But you don't even have to think about when that will be because you are so intensely experiencing, focusing on what it feels like to rest after lifting both legs up with your arms smushed underneath you. It's a unique sensation, right? This particular rest after that particular posture effort. Second set. Turn your hands over, palms down, arms underneath you. Pinky fingers side by side. Stick the chin out. Eventually the front of your throat flat on the floor. Lock the right leg, lift it up for 10 counts. Begin 9, 8, knee straight, 7, 6, push the hands down, 5, 4, leg up, 3, little higher, 2, 1, lower it down with control. Relax the right leg. Lock your left leg, point the toes, left leg lift up, 10 counts, go up, 9, 8, knees straight, 7, 6, push the arms down, 5, 4, little higher, 3, from the upper thigh, 2, 1, left leg down, very nice and high, all of you. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel, the leg is at a good height. Now, mouth is on the towel, head does not turn. Inhale, breathing without bending the knees, both legs lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9, 8, legs up, 7, 6, legs together, 5, 4, take a deep breath. 3, lift up a little more. 2, upper inner thighs. 1, squeeze and then change. Good. Take your arms out after the legs are down. Lastly, turn your head to the left. Let everything completely relax. Full locust pose, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All five fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together just like cobra pose. You have one leg, don't open. Take a deep breath. Lift everything up. Your arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Arms up, everybody. Bring your legs up a little higher so you feel less of the thighs in contact with the floor. Take a deep breath, bring your arms up so the fingertips are in line with the top of the head. Everybody lift up, everybody come up, exhale, come up once more at the end. Slowly come down, arms, legs, and chin touch. Bring the arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Let everything relax. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides again like airplane wings, all five fingers together. Legs together from the upper inner thighs all the way down to feet and heels. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up, 20 counts, begin, 19, 18, backward bending, 17, 16, 15, take a deep breath, 14, 13, push the fingertips, 12, out to the sides, 11, away from the center of the chest, for 9, head up, 8, 7, look up, 6, 5, chest up, 4, legs up, 3, take a deep breath, 2, exhale, come up, 1, change again, arms and legs down, chin on the floor, Bring your arms down next to you and turn your head to the left. Let everything completely relax. Bow poses next. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, a couple of inches below the toes. All five fingers together in each hand. Chin on the floor, look forward. Try to maintain the 6 inches between your feet and between the knees. Inhale, breathing both legs, kick up. Everybody kick without intermission. The knees and thighs come up off the floor. Kick up, now roll forward onto the abdomen. Or just kick up enough that the body weight has to go to the abdomen. Look up towards the ceiling, everybody. Bring the knees half inch closer to each other. Push your hands and feet up, lift the ribs and chin up. Now kick, everybody kick, keep kicking. Change again. Nice hit, Judy. If you still have a little in there, you can keep going for a second more. Arms down, turn your head to the right. Sometimes at the end of bow pose, there's just something that happens where all of a sudden something can move a little bit. I don't need you to rush that at all. I don't want you to rush it. If you need an extra second to go to the actual limit, which may be surprising you in the moment, it's fine. Just don't make it into a thing, you know, like you always have to do it. It'll just happen. Just let it happen when it needs to happen. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. So we can have great simplicity while you're doing the posture. Take a deep breath, kick up and look up. 20 counts, begin. 19, 18, 17, 16, grip nice and tight. 15 on the feet, 14, 13. Try to keep the body weight, 14, 12, good. On the abdominal wall, 11, 10. Now look up, 9, 8, push the chin up. 7, 6, hands and feet lift, 5, 4, a little more kicking, 3, look up, 2, chin up, knees up, 1, change again, outstanding at the end. Bring your arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. Just as they are, things are quite complex, and so when we're practicing intensity on a complex system, whatever is in your control, whatever is in your focus, you can keep it as simple as you can. Just focus on the breathing. If you notice your mind having a little hissy fit or freaking out, okay, that's okay. You say, oh, that's interesting, but that's going to really make things harder if I continue along that route, I don't know if I'm going to have a great posture happening. So just watch it, okay? Come up to the top of the mat, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. It can come up randomly too. It can just pop up all of a sudden. You get in a bad attitude about something. That's okay. Lift your hips up, separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor between the heels, knees and feet. The feet needs to stay straight, heels touching the hips, but the knees can be separated. Now, once you can sit on the floor, bring your hands to the soles of the feet. Thumbs on the inside, lean back onto the elbows. Now once you're on the elbows, drop your head back, top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and upper body relax on the floor. Bring the arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. In every posture, now especially this one, but in every posture, there is an element of relaxation. In this one we have a lot of relaxation, whether you're sitting down, whether you're going back, it doesn't matter how far you are going, try to figure out how to relax, especially with the face, especially with your breathing. All right, hands back to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, lift your chest up. Come back up in the middle, and head comes out last. Turn around, please relax on your back. So let's say you notice yourself, you know, call it whatever you want, having an emotional reaction to how much you can do in a posture. That's a common one. Or having a reaction about something that's not even in the room right now. Any of these are all possible. If you could just have that space between you and the other part of you that's having the reaction, just one little extra gap. It's like, oh, there's that part of me that's doing that thing. That's a huge step. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Double jerk head to the knees. Second set, fixed firm pose. Start by sitting on the heels, knees and feet together, just for a moment. Then lift up your hips, separate your feet. Heels exactly as wide as the outside of the hips. Hands to the soles of the feet once you're sitting down. That's good, Will. Go onto the elbows, point the toes, legs locked, chest up, chin back. All right, if you're all the way back on the shoulders, arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. Will your elbows, Yatidi, get closer to each other so your forearms are pointing in the same direction as your legs? Okay. Now I want you to lift your chest up, Will. Push your elbows down, chest up, so you get out of the sinking of the shoulder. That's better. You can tip the chin back all the way. Bring the back of the head towards your butt while pushing the elbows down, chest up. Very good. Bring the hands back to the soles of the feet, everyone. Lift your chest up. Come back up in the middle. Chin comes down. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale, hold the air in, come up. As you're going down, head to the knees, you completely exhale, double dip, head to the knees. All right, half tortoise pose. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles is where you are headed. Take a deep breath, bring your arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, hips stay on the heels, bring the upper body slowly forward. Good grace, keep the lower abdomen in just like that. Stretch forward, touch your forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor. Take a deep breath, continuously stretch your arms forward. Try to touch the wall in front of you. At the same time, press the hips back towards the heels. Stay in the posture with this continuous stretching. Suck in your stomach and take a deep breath or two, expanding the rib cage, using more of your lungs. Inhale, stretch forward, come up, arms and head together. Try to keep the hips on the heels. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax under there. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise, sit on the heels, knees and feet together, no gap underneath the ankles. Suck in your stomach, press the hips down to the heels. Inhale, arms stretch over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Try to touch the ceiling, come forward. Suck in your stomach, push the hips down, but reach out with your fingertips. Excellent, nice and slow. Forehead to the floor and pinky finger edges will touch the floor. One day, at the same exact moment, you will control, you will be able to have the muscle control and attention and smooth breathing so that it's no problem to put your forehead and the pinky fingers on the floor exactly when you want to. That's the thing. Exactly when you decide to. Continuously stretch the arms forward, take a deep breath, and arms and head lift up at the same time from the floor. Because you decided to and you could. You tried and tried and tried. Arms down to the side. Turn around, relax on your bed. Now I know you will try hundreds and thousands of times. You'll say, well, I tried this many and it didn't happen. I tried so many this and that and it didn't happen. Well, you just got to keep trying. It's totally how it is. Yeah, it's just fresh every time. Because the truth is, I don't know and you don't know when the thing is going to happen or when it's going to improve, even if it doesn't happen the way we think it should, when that benefit is going to occur. We just don't know. We don't need to try to know either. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale on the way down, double jerk head to the knees. All right, camel pose. Stand up on your knees, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands up as a beginner in the back jeans pockets, but then you put the hands higher and higher on the back. Fingers point towards the floor. Everybody, take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Bend your total spine, lower spine, middle spine, upper spine, and hold there for a moment. Now, right arm only moves. Grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Then left hand down, full palm grip, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Take a deep breath. Exhale, push your hips forward continuously Keep pushing hips, stomach, and thighs forward until you feel pulling on the heels. So grab the heels firmly. You can bring the heels in a little bit forward. There you go. Now push the hips forward, tip the chin back. Bring your hands back up one at a time. That's better with the feet. Push your hips forward, lift up the chest, spine straight. Turn around with that side of the back. Interesting. Okay. What kind of hurt? Like a pain or a stretch or a bony weirdness? Where on the ankle?
Like right here. Like if you can imagine pushing your foot like this and then pushing your calf back too much, that's what it feels like almost.
Down here?
Yeah, kind of, but it's like in there.
Okay. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to your knees. All right, second set. Stand up on your knees, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Bring your hands up to the same place on your low back or a little higher, pinkies side by side. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward. Think of going up to back bend. Chest and chin lift, and you go back. Just to get that little decompression before you bend the spine. Right hand down, full palm grip, thumb outside, four fingers inside. Left hand down, full palm grip. That's fine. Now exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward continuously. Looks very nice, Ellen. Now tip the chin back. Keep pushing hips forward until you feel the shoulders maybe open, chest will stretch. Just bring the hands up, keep your head and neck back there. Then inhale, push the hips forward, lift the chest up, spine straight. Head comes out last. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep breath, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, rabbit pose. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside, four fingers inside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, go down front side. Touch your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head touching the floor. Exhale, breathing. Roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows specifically, are straight. If your knees and forehead aren't together yet, you can walk your knees right, left towards the forehead, and then hold still. Push your feet to the floor, your heels in towards each other. Suck in your stomach, roll forward. Total spine stretches. Inhale, breathing, come in. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, hold it. Sit up. Powerful exhale. Push out the air. All right, second set. Sasangasana, rabbit pose. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet. The heels is a good place to start. Exhale, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Go down front side. Contracting abdominal muscles. Now, if you need to re-grab the feet once you get your head to the floor, that's fine. Get a strong grip. And when possible, you get the grip a little bit closer to the middle of the sole of the foot, not just the heel. This will give you a little more ability to stretch the lower spine. Suck in your stomach, rolling forward, hips up all the way. That's it. Now squeeze the heels in, push the feet down. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the top of your head. Change. Lower the hips, undo the spine, and release the grip. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Take a deep, full inhale, hold it, sit up. Then a complete fast exhale by the mouth. All right, sit facing the mirror, head to knee with stretching pose. Or sit facing forward. Anyway, whatever direction the hips face now will be your front plane or front wall. Right leg out cornerwise, bend the left knee. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and the inner right thigh. Arms over the head, interlace the fingers, turn your upper body to the right, reach out and grab the right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. Exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, bring your forehead to the knee. If the knee and forehead aren't together, you can bend your knee up a little bit. Throat is compressed, eyes open. Now push your knee down with the help of the forehead. Just make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Other side. Left leg out, right leg in. Push the sole of the left foot and the inner right thigh together. Turn your upper body to the left, reach out, grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull the toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. Exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead to the left knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit if needed. Then push your knee down with help of the forehead so the leg straightens, the heel slides away from you. That looks good, Ellen. Bring the elbows down and in towards the calf muscle. Shoulders drop down as well. Excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up. That looks good, Ellen. Straighten the legs out, everybody. Lie back, and as soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath. Sit up again. Grab the toes. Exhale on the way down. And grab your big toes with your pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb. Close the grip. So it's a nice tight grip. You can walk the hips back 10, 15 times. Right hip back, left, right, left, right, left. Traveling backwards to get the legs straight. Now, both feet flex back from the ankles. All 10 toes turning in. Everybody pull on the toes. Inhale, lift up the chest, stomach, and slowly push your knees down until you feel the limit of straightening the legs or until your legs are locked. Heels off the floor in the air. Once you can hold legs locked, including a cramp sensation on the top of both thighs, exhale, stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror or wall in front of you. Keep the contraction on the tops of the thighs. Hold in stillness for 3, breathing normally. 2, face relaxed. 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex. Arms overhead. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to knees. Second set. Right leg out cornerwise. Bend the left knee. Try to create pressure between inner right thigh and sole of the left foot. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull the toes back, flex the foot, chin to the chest, head to the knee. Now, I haven't been talking so much about stillness this class. But here, at the end of the class, we get an extra opportunity. We've done so much, and we know we've done so much, but right now you can just be so still in this posture. Concentrate on the breathing. Elbows come down. Shoulders come down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Push inner thigh and sole of the foot against each other. Turn to the left, reach out, grab the foot. Flex it back, chin to the chest, head to the knee. Grace, you're really a trooper. If anyone ever says anything about their left heel on the carpet, I'll say, look, Grace does it on the asphalt parking lot. She's got her heel out there. You guys, no whining, no complaining. Push the knee down with your forehead. Roll in. Elbows come down and in, stomach in. Now you just freeze. Concentrate 100% on what you're doing right now. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs out in front of you, lie back. As soon as arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, hold it in. Sit up again, grab the toes. All right, grab the big toes, complete grip. Walk your hips back 5-10 times again. It's not too much. Good Lord, travel backwards. Now, once you've stopped moving, flex the feet back, all 10 toes turn in. I want you to pull on your big toes too, so you create the stretch all down, including the soles of the feet to the toes. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, once the legs are locked, you can stretch the upper body forward. If legs are not locked yet, make sure you keep the feet like this. You pull on the toes, flex the feet back. That's it. Well, little by little, legs can straighten, but you do not compromise what you're doing with the feet. Now, coming forward, stay here for a moment, breathe normally. When you exhale next, upper body slides forward, abdomen to the thighs. Try to bring the breastbone brace forward and elbows out and forward. Yes, that will flatten out the upper back a little bit more for three. Eyes don't need to move. Two. One. Inhale, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, completely hold it in. Sit up, keeping the heels on the ground. Exhale, forehead to the knees. Half spine twisting pose. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor, sitting upright. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching exactly the knee corner. Inhale, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down, grab the left knee with your left hand. Inhale, sit up tall, bring your right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm out. Lift the chest up again, take a deep breath, turn your head to the right. Look beyond your right shoulder, twisting the total spine, coccyx to the neck. Lean to the right a little bit to keep both hips on the floor. Inhale, lift up the chest and spine. Exhale, stomach, and twist everybody a little more to the right side. Untwist. Very nice. Under the arms, under the legs. Bend your right knee in front of you on the floor. Left foot, heel, touching the right knee corner, foot flat. Inhale, right arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee, push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, grab your right knee. If you can't grab the knee, you can reach forward and grab the edge of the towel or mat. Left arm sweeps behind you, slowly put your hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your head to the left, twisting the total spine, joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. Twisting, good. Lean to the left hip a little bit, both hips equally on the floor. From there, you inhale, stretch your spine and chest up. Exhale, twist everybody, look to the left, chin to the left. Untwist the head and neck under the arms. Please relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it, keeping the heels on the floor, sit up. Exhale, forehead to the knees. Excellent. Blowing in firm pose, Kapalabhati and Vajrasana. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. If you cannot sit on the heels, then sit some way that the spine can be perfectly straight. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked. There is only effort to exhale, no effort to inhale. So when you hear the clap or the beat, that's when you suck in the stomach, the air gets pushed out. Then you relax the abdomen, inhale will happen automatically. Let's begin, please. Lifted, shoulders down. Back of the neck stretching up towards the ceiling, chest lifted. On every single one, exhale as much as possible, as quickly as possible, and then you immediately relax the abdomen. Automatically, the inhale will happen. You do not need to try anything. Just relax the belly. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, nice deep breath in. Exhale by the nose. Begin. Maximum movement of the abdominal wall. Try to do a few quick ones, Ellen. Even if you just do three quick and then pause, and then three quick and then pause. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great class, everybody. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. For Savasana. Nice practice, Yantini. Nice to see you every single day. Truly, truly practicing. It's just so cool. One of the things that came up lately is a student has her foot in some sort of boot. She hurt her foot. And I got a text and it said, "Hey, Anne, I have my foot in an orthopedic boot. Can I try class?" And I was like, Yes, of course you can. And we, you know, we can work with injury of any kind. We can leave a body part out and do the rest of the body for class. But what I liked the best about that was her first thought was not the thought, oh, good, I can't do class because my foot's in a boot. Her thought was, how can I do class? How can I keep going with this thing? How can you help me with this, right? And I love that. I just love it. So when and if something comes up for you, you get to choose how to respond, right? How am I going to make this work? How am I going to get through this? All right, have a wonderful rest of your evening. I hope to see my nearby friends if you choose to come to the 8 a.m. class outside tomorrow. I will still be streaming, though, so if not, it's wonderful if you're at home practicing. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful night.